This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Kelms. With me in the Anthony and Susan Hoy News Studio, Tabby Holmes, race director for the Hog-Eye Marathon and Relays that take place the weekend of April 15th. Welcome back to Ozarks at Large.
Thank you.
Gosh, this is the 36th annual Hog-Eye.
Uh-huh.
That means you got some staying power.
Yes, we do. Been around since 1977.
And this year, a mostly Fayetteville course once again.
Yes. It's the same course that we redesigned last year. So this will be our second year on the redesigned course, which 15 miles is on the Fayetteville public trail system.
Which brings up a point that and it's not just the marathon on Sunday morning. There's the half marathon, the relays, there's the 5K, the corporate 5K. You've got the kids marathon that ends. But for some of that weekend of the 15th, trails, because of the runners, will be closed to the general public.
That's correct. We use portions of the Skull Creek Trail, the Mud Creek Trail, Frisco Trail, the Lake Fayetteville Trail. So portions of those will be – well, all of the Lake Fayetteville Trail will be closed from anywhere between 8:30 and 1.
So just take note of that.
Take note. We ask that people have patience with us and realize that this is a once-a-year event. You know, it happens, and it's a longstanding event, and – if anything, you know, if they were going to come out and, you know, if they're trail users, then we ask that they either come out and cheer for the runners and because they need a lot of encouragement and or they can wait until the afternoon to come out.
So you can come out and watch.
Absolutely.
On the trail.
Yes.
Have a cowbell.
Have a cowbell. Yes.
Now, you're a runner.
Mm-hmm.
And you've run marathons.
Mm-hmm.
Where do you need cheering the most?
All along the course, it helps, but, you know, in the last 6 miles.
If you can get to I've always thought if you can get to mile 24 or 25,
right,
you can get home. It's mile 17 to 23 or 24. That's when you need help.
Yes, that's when most people hit the wall, what they call the wall, you know, where you just think, I don't know if I'm going to do this or not. But then once you get past that, yes, you can. So, you know, and it begins at the lake at the Fayetteville Square and ends at the Fayetteville Square. So, you know, they do have to come up back up to the Fayetteville Square. So if anybody wants to come and cheer, come to the Walton Arts Center parking lot and, you know, park there and cheer in the morning on Sunday.
So, will any roads be closed in conjunction?
There will be a few roads throughout Fayetteville. Of course, in the beginning of the course, you know, we'll be going out Maple, and that'll just be a one-way, you know, they'll go out one way and won't come back that way. And then we will have Shiloh closed as it goes in front of Farm Credit and the, what's going to be the new Adventure Subaru, and it goes down there and it comes out there in front of Sam's. That will be closed. And then Drake Street will be closed between 112 or Garland and Gregg.
Right.
But it'll only be for a short time. Once the runners get through there, we'll open it back up, and they won't, you know, they can cut through there.
In many places where there is an intersection where runners are going across the road, you'll have Fayetteville police officers who are there to watch.
Absolutely.
So you can still register, right, for any of the races, right?
Yes, you can register for any of the races except for the children's. The kids' Hog-Eye Marathon. Any of the adult races, you can still register, even up until race day. We take registrations from 6 to 7 a.m. that morning. And we will have packet pickup and our expo, our Runners and Health and Fitness Expo, at the Alumni Center this year from 11 to 6 on Saturday, April 14th. So people can come still register or pick up their packet if they've already registered. I encourage people to register as soon as they know that they're going to do it or they think they might because, you know, that guarantees your T-shirt size. Mm-hmm. And, you know, also we have finisher's medals this year for all of the distances except the 5K. We give out medals for, of course, the marathon, and it's some nice bling. Mm-hmm. And the half marathon and the relays this year are going to get medals.
Oh, good.
So.
And one reason, in case people don't realize, one reason so many marathons across the country, including Hog-Eye, on Sunday, is that's the least invasive time to traffic.
Yes. And, you know, we certainly encourage some of our church groups. You know, we've tried to when I ran the Little Rock Half Marathon a few weeks ago, and it was fantastic because the church groups came out and their choirs would come out, and some of them even had robes on. I didn't know we had choir robes still, but in this day and age, you know, with the electric guitars and things like that they do in the services. But they had about four or five different church groups that were out there on the course providing music. Some were singing, some were playing.
It's been a while since I've run the Hog-Eye Marathon, but I have run it, and it seems like It used to be earlier. April 15th, it could be a nice day. These are the Ozarks. It could be a little warmer. Am I right?
Hit or miss. It's hit or miss in April in the Ozarks. You're right.
It hasn't always been mid-April, has it?
No. It's never been this late, to my knowledge. Well, in the early years, they had it in August.
Once.
in recent times, it hasn't been this late. But, you know, we have Easter this year. It's going to be the second Sunday of the month. But always before, the Hogeye was always the first Sunday of April. And we anticipate that we will go back to that. That's, you know, being a full marathon, you know, we had very warm temperatures last year. And we really need, considering that we have this 26.2 miles that we, you know, people are running or walking, that we need, you know, cooler temperatures. So we'll probably move back to, you know, whatever in 2013 that date is.
All right. So remember, trails and some streets close beginning around 8:30 on Sunday the 15th. And there will be some closures on Saturday as well. Or no?
Well, they're only over by the Alumni Center where people need to park in the football stadium parking lot there, the pit, and walk across to the – I mean, it won't really be closed. We'll just be – people watch out for pedestrians right there crossing the street. So that's the only thing. But we have some high-profile runners coming back this year. Leah Torvalson from Little Rock.
She's won Little Rock 4 years in a row?
Yes, and she's just set her own record down there. And she holds the course record at Hogeye, but she's going to come back and shatter that this year.
Is she?
Yes.
And if someone's hearing this and they say, you know what? I'd like to get the family or some neighbors, and we would like to go as a group of 7, 8, 12 to cheer, set up something. Should they check with you where? I mean, you want to make sure that you're not in the way.
Right. The course is available online, so they can look and print out the course and kind of, you know, take a look at where to go. But, you know, I wouldn't say they would have to check with us, you know, but just try to, wherever they are, just try to not get in the way of the runners.
Good advice always. Thank you, Tabby.
Thank you.
Tabby Holmes is race director for the Hogeye Marathon plus half marathon, 5K, corporate 5Ks, and kids marathon completion that takes place that weekend. All of the races are the weekend of April 14th and 15th in Fayetteville. The actual Hogeye Marathon is Sunday morning, April 15th. If you want more information, hogeyemarathon.com.